This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Paula Poundstone, and Luke Burbank. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl Castle will channel some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, it's early in the presidential campaign, not too early to start comparing the lead candidates. For example, it's been determined that Rudolph Giuliani has more what than all the leading Democratic contenders combined.
Republican support.
That would probably be true.
Yes.
But that's not what
you're interested. Where's the ding? I didn't hear my point.
I'll give you a hint. He's had two of these. He announced one of them on a TV press conference while he was mayor.
Wives?
Close enough. Divorces. Three wives, two divorces.
Oh.
Hillary Clinton doesn't have any yet. Mm-hmm. Well...
She won't.
Rudy Giuliani only has one divorce. The first was an annulment.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry.
You make a good point. But the answer is, of course, divorces and or other methods of ending a marriage.
I think the Attorney General's position is going to be open soon.
It's pretty bad when I'm the journalist here.
That was good.
Mr. Giuliani has been divorced twice, and as I said, wife number two.
Should we get Benedict the 16th on the phone right now?
He's dumped his wife twice through various means, all right?
There you go.
Wife number two got the news from a press conference she was watching while in Gracie Mansion. Meanwhile, Barack Obama, John Edwards, Bill Richardson, and yes, even Hillary Clinton are still married to their starter spouses. In fact, if you count Newt Gingrich, the four leading GOP candidates, Gingrich, Giuliani, McCain, and Romney, have had 9 marriages between them.
Although 8 of those have been Romney alone. Okay. Hey-o.
Hello.
Thanks. I'll be here all week.
That's a lot of experience, though. A lot of knowing how to deal with adversity and different kinds of women.
Yeah.
Mo, I know you travel a lot, so I'm sure you're going to be interested in this useful travel tip. This week, we heard about a surefire way to get yourself upgraded to first class on British Airways, free of charge. You just have to do what?
Have sex with Ralph Fiennes? Is it in that story?
No, I did that. Nothing.
And you got nothing from
No.
it, I know. We should say that this it's apparently foolproof, but it only works once. You can only do it once. Any given person can
Goose the Queen? No, I don't know. What can you only do once and get away with it?
You're going to need a lot of leg room because eventually you're going to start to stiffen.
Involving rigor mortis. You need a lot of leg room. Is it involving kicking? Does it involve a thigh
master?
It's
an activity that involves rigor mortis. What could it be?
Dying.
Yes.
It's if you die.
You have to die.
Yes. Wow, jeez, that's sad.
Imagine, if you will, that you are a man named Paul Trinder. You're a first-class passenger on a flight from Delhi in India to London last week. You fall asleep in your comfy, spacious seat. You awake to find out that the empty seat next to you is now occupied by a dead person. Turns out the woman had passed away back in coach, and with hours left to go on the flight, and her family is freaking out around her, naturally. So the airline staff says, we'll have to move her. We have to put her someplace. Well, where are you going to put her? Can't put her in the passageway. No congregating. Can't put her in the exit row. Can't put her there, you know. So they're like, there's an empty seat up in first class. We'll just move her there, you know. Put a little drink in front of her. No one will ever know.
Did the guy get an extra cookie?
I hope so. A guy in coach asks, if I'm just having chest pains, can I get an exit row?